2020 marked multiple significant anniversaries for voting rights in the United States, and the Cash Celebration of Woman Suffrage Committee was formed by community members who wanted to honor these events. Joyce Kincaid is one of the group's committee members.
The Cash Celebration of Suffrage group did an amazing number of projects. One of the most notable was the voting rights exhibitions that went to almost 30,000 school children in Cache County and even beyond.
The exhibit featured information about three significant years for voting rights. 1870, when a Utah woman was the first woman in the U.S. to vote under an equal suffrage law. 1920, when the 19th Amendment was passed and prohibited voting discrimination on the basis of sex. And 1965, when the Voting Rights Act prohibited racial discrimination in voting laws. The group's work on the exhibit earned them the Albert B. Corey Award, which recognizes volunteer organizations that best display the qualities of vigor, scholarship, and imagination in their work. Karina Brown is the co-chair of the committee.
According to the American Association for State and Local History, it's the nation's most prestigious competition for recognition of achievement in state and local history.
Kincaid says she believes the number of people who made the project a reality are part of the reason the group is being recognized.
The Cash Celebration of Suffrage Committee was quite large, you know, a couple of dozen people who really invested energy over a year's time or more in getting this up. But then the impact on people around was really enormous, and we had fabulous collaborators.
The award will formally be presented to the group in Arkansas in September. Reporting with Utah Public Radio, I'm Bailey Kern.